Tuesday, October 22nd, was a big day in the Lutzen Township. The afternoon began with a groundbreaking ceremony at Superior National Golf Course, which was a celebration of the launch of Phase 1 of a series of renovations. Bob Fenwick is general manager at Superior National.
We actually started here at the very end of September. We will wrap up here soon. We will restart again in the spring and finish this River Nine, the part that we're standing on, probably September, October of 2014. Shortly after that, we'll begin the Canyon Nine. So we'll begin that in the late fall of 2014. Full completion of the 18 holes by the end of 2015 golf season. And our intention is to open fully the brand new 18 holes together in 2016 opening season. Right now we've got a payroll of about $300,000+. I suspect that when we reopen with a new course, we'll be over $400,000 in payroll. We employ upwards of 40 people. That'll be improved. Our revenue, which is mostly from tourism, almost 85% comes from people outside of 100 miles away, is right now about $1 million. That'll probably go to $1.5 million+ right away.
The second of the groundbreaking ceremonies took place at Lutzen Resort, where the new Lake Superior Poplar River Pipeline is beginning construction. The pipeline will serve as a water source for snowmaking at Lutzen Mountains, irrigation for the golf course, water for the local fire department, and as a drinking water source for local businesses and vacation homes. Charles Skinner is co-owner of Lutzen Mountains Corporation.
Well, when it's done, it'll look pretty much like it looks now. The pipeline, which is a massive pipeline, 24 inches, will be below frost line, so 6 to 8 feet down below. So this is what we need for our economy and our people, and it's just a critical piece of infrastructure that we need to move forward as a community and as a tourism economy.
Several people from Cook County and the Arrowhead region attended the events, including Minnesota State Majority Leader Tom Bach, State Representative David Dill, and Tony Sertich, chair of the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board. All of the parties involved hope that the projects will encourage more visitors to come to the North Shore and provide a boost for the tourism economy in Cook County. For WTIP, I'm Kelly Schoenfelder.